Today is the 15th day of August. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is a fantastic, a privilege, an honor, a joy to cross through the center of the month with you as we continue, at least here in the rolling hills of Tennessee, in the high, deep summer, the hot, steamy summer. I am grateful, not necessarily for that, although I'm grateful for everything, but grateful that it's like a perfect 70 degrees here around the global campfire every day. It's like whenever we come in here, it's a safe place. We're in this together and we have an atmosphere where we can focus, let our guards down, release the cares and anxiety, release the depression, release all of it, and give ourselves permission for a few minutes to be free of it as we let the scriptures speak to us. And the scriptures often reframe a lot. But if we want to pick up where we left off in the emotional turmoil, we can just go right back to it. But we give ourselves opportunity here to be safe and to keep each other safe and to show up and know we're not alone. I know that everybody's struggling. And so when we're listening to this, we're listening with other people who are struggling. If you're listening to me, I'm struggling. We're all struggling, like we're all broken. But we are all moving forward, and we're all in this together. So I'm grateful to be here with you today as we take the next step forward. And at this point, that is leading us through the book of Nehemiah. And today, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 22 through 10, verse 39. You gave them kingdoms and peoples and established boundaries for them. And they took possession of the land of King Sihon of Heshbon and of the land of King Og of Bashan. You multiplied their descendants like the stars of the sky and brought them to the land you told their ancestors to go in and possess. So their descendants went in and possessed the land. You subdued the Canaanites who had inhabited the land before them and handed their kings and the surrounding peoples over to them to do as they pleased with them. They captured fortified cities and fertile land and took possession of well-supplied houses, cisterns cut out of rock, vineyards, olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance. They ate, were filled, became prosperous, and delighted in your great goodness. But they were disobedient and rebelled against you. They flung your law behind their backs and killed your prophets who warned them in order to turn them back to you. They committed terrible blasphemies. So you handed them over to their enemies who oppressed them. In their time of distress, they cried out to you, and you heard from heaven. In your abundant compassion, you gave them deliverers who rescued them from the power of their enemies. But as soon as they had relief, they again did what was evil in your sight. So you abandoned them to the power of their enemies who dominated them. When they cried out to you again, you heard from heaven and rescued them many times in your compassion. You warned them to turn back to your law, but they acted arrogantly and would not obey your commands. They sinned against your ordinances, which a person will live by if he does them. They stubbornly resisted, stiffened their necks, and would not obey. You were patient with them for many years. And your spirit warned them through your prophets, but they would not listen. Therefore, you handed them over to the surrounding peoples. However, in your abundant compassion, you did not destroy them or abandon them, for you are a gracious and compassionate God. So now, our God, the great, mighty, and awe-inspiring God who keeps his gracious covenant, do not view lightly all the hardships that have afflicted us, our kings and leaders, our priests and prophets, our ancestors and all your people from the days of the Assyrian kings until today. You are righteous concerning all that has happened to us, because you have acted faithfully while we have acted wickedly. Our kings, leaders, priests, and ancestors did not obey your law or listen to your commands and warnings you gave them. When they were in their kingdom, with your abundant goodness that you gave them, and in the spacious and fertile land you set before them, they would not serve you or turn from their wicked ways. Here we are today, slaves in the land you gave our ancestors so that they could enjoy its fruit and its goodness. Here we are, slaves in it. Its abundant harvest goes to the kings you have set over us because of our sins. They rule over our bodies and our livestock as they please. We are in great distress. In view of all this, we are making a binding agreement in writing on a sealed document containing the names of our leaders, Levites, and priests. Those whose seals were on the document were the governor, Nehemiah, son of Hakalah, and Zedekiah, Seraiah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malchijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Maluk, Harim, Meramot, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnathon, Baruch, Meshulam, Abijah, Mijamin, Maaseiah, Bilgai, and Shemaiah. These were the priests. The Levites were Jeshua, son of Azaniah, Benui of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel and their brothers, Shebaniah, Odiah, Kelita, Peliah, Hinnan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zakur, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Odiah, Bani, and Beninu. The heads of the people were Parosh, Peat Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Boni, Asgad, Bibai, Adonijah, Bigvai, Aden, Ater, Hezekiah, Adzur, Odiah, Hashum, Bizai, Harif, Anatol, Nebai, Magpiash, Meshulam, Hetzir, Meshezabel, Zadok, Jadua, Pelatiah, Inan, Aniah, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashub, Haloesh, Pilha, Zobek, Rehum, Hashabana, Maaseiah, Ahijah, Hinnan, Enan, Maluk, Harim, Behana. The rest of the people, the priests, Levites, gatekeepers, singers, and temple servants, along with their wives, sons, and daughters, everyone who was able to understand and who has separated themselves from the surrounding peoples to obey the law of God, join with their noble brothers and commit themselves with a sworn oath to follow the law of God given through God's servant Moses and to obey carefully all the commands, ordinances, and statutes of the Lord our God. We will not give our daughters in marriage to the surrounding peoples. and will not take their daughters as wives for our sons. When the surrounding peoples bring merchandise or any kind of grain to sell on the Sabbath day, we will not buy from them on the Sabbath or a holy day. We will also leave the land uncultivated in the seventh year and will cancel every debt. We will impose the following commands on ourselves: to give an eighth of an ounce of silver yearly for the service of the house of our God. The bread displayed before the Lord, the daily grain offering, the regular burnt offering, the Sabbath and new moon offerings, the appointed festivals, the holy things, the sin offerings to atone for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our God. We have cast lots among the priests, Levites, and people for the donation of wood by our ancestral families at the appointed times each year. They are to bring the wood to our God's house to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law. We will bring the first fruits of our land and of every fruit tree to the Lord's house year by year. We will also bring the firstborn of our sons and our livestock, as prescribed by the law, and will bring the firstborn of our herds and flocks to the house of our God, to the priests who serve in our God's house. We will bring a loaf from our first batch of dough to the priests at the storerooms of the house of our God. We will also bring the first fruits of our grain offerings, of every fruit tree, and of the new wine and fresh oil. A tenth of our land's produce belongs to the Levites, for the Levites are to collect the one-tenth offering in all our agricultural towns. A priest from Aaron's descendants is to accompany the Levites when they collect the tenth, and the Levites are to take a tenth of this offering to the storerooms of the treasury in the house of our God. For the Israelites and the Levites are to bring the contributions of grain, new wine, and fresh oil to the storerooms where the articles of the sanctuary are kept, and where the priests who minister are, along with the gatekeepers and singers. We will not neglect the house of our God. First Corinthians 9:19-10:13. Although I am free from all, and not anyone's slave, I have made myself a slave to everyone in order to win more people. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win Jews. To those under the law, like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, to win those under the law. To those who are without the law, like one without the law, though I am not without God's law, but under the law of Christ, to win those without the law. To the weak, I became weak, in order to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that I may by every possible means save some. Now I do all this because of the gospel, so that I may share in the blessings. Don't you know that the runners in a stadium all race, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way to win the prize. Now everyone who competes exercises self-control in everything. They do it to receive a perishable crown, but we, an imperishable crown. So I do not run like one who runs aimlessly, or box like one beating the air. Instead, I discipline my body and bring it under strict control, so that after preaching to others, I myself will not be disqualified. Now, I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them, since they were struck down in the wilderness. Now, these things took place as examples for us, so that we will not desire evil things as they did. Don't become idolaters as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to party. Let us not commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in a single day, 23,000 people died. Let us not test Christ as some of them did and were destroyed by snakes. And don't grumble as some of them did and were killed by the destroyer. These things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our instruction, on whom the ends of the ages have come. So, whoever thinks he stands must be careful not to fall. No temptation has come upon you except what is common to humanity. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to bear it. Psalm 34, 1 through 10. The Lord delivers the righteous. Concerning David, when he pretended to be insane in the presence of Abimelech, who drove him out, and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will boast in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad. Proclaim the Lord's greatness with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and rescued me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant with joy. Their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How happy is the person who takes refuge in him. You who are his holy ones, fear the Lord. For those who fear him lack nothing. Young lions lack food and go hungry, but those who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. Proverbs 21:13. The one who shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will himself also call out and not be answered. Okay, so continuing through the book of Nehemiah, we reach the conclusion of the returning exiles' prayers of confession. So the law was read, and it stirred people deeply, and they began to see what was required of them and where they weren't paying attention, and repentance broke out, revival, like return to the Lord. And so their hearts collectively reached this humble place of repentance before God, and they reaffirmed their vows to not follow the same path that had been modeled for them, because that is the very thing that led them into exile in the first place. There's an important message and lesson right there. They vowed to not follow the same path that had been modeled for them. Right? So many of us in so many different contexts in our stories, so often even in our families of origin, we've been modeled things that we just continue to perpetuate generationally, that are not helping, that are only hurting and continuing to perpetuate brokenness. What we're watching is people reach a place of humility and reflection, becoming completely self-aware and completely aware, and deciding to go in a different direction, to not follow the same path that had led them to destruction in the first place and that had been modeled for them. Man, maybe there's some things to think about there. In fact, I would wager that there are many things to think about there as we consider the ways that we are passing things on that were modeled to us, that only led us into dark places. And then I don't want to rush past that. That is important. That is very important for our consideration. And so let's just let that be that. Let's keep that in the forefront of our minds. We hear phrases like generational curses all the time, and we might think there's some kind of strange ancestral spirit somehow that, you know, plague, when the truth is it's passed on behaviors, biases, and convictions that come down through the generations to continue to perpetuate brokenness and conflict that we continue to pass on. And we're seeing that a posture of humility, of self-awareness, and becoming aware, in this case, the people heard the Mosaic Law and realized that what had been modeled for them was not the way to go. It was what had been modeled for them led to their destruction. Man, that is not outside of our grasp of understanding here. They reached a place of repentance, collectively humbling themselves and choosing to go another way. Man, may we do that where it is necessary, where it is important that we become aware of what we are perpetuating and passing along that was passed to us and did us no good, and that we are passing on and is not going to do any good. So, Father, we invite you into that, because the model here is humility, ownership, repentance, worship, awareness, and commitment to change. May we follow that model. That's something that is being modeled for us that can lead us away from destructive things that were modeled for us, and that we may be modeling. So, Holy Spirit, come. What else can we do but ask that you would lead us into all truth? And that's what we're asking. Lead us into all truth. Pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com, that is home base. Daily Audio Bible app, that is home base as well. So app store or web, you can find home base. Please do. We are on this long voyage across a year and through the entire Bible together. So let's stay connected. Especially this being our 20th year of doing this every single day. The 20th voyage. I guess by now we're starting to get, I guess we know what we're doing now as we take the journey. And so let's stay connected together as we do it. As we celebrate our 20th anniversary, there's been just a number of things that we have done and will do as we commemorate the year. Some of that is music. Jill and I have been sharing our story through our music because, I don't know that it was a little known fact, but it's not something we've talked about a lot. That's who we were. Jill and I were both professionals in the music industry here in Nashville before the tidal wave called the Daily Audio Bible swept in and washed everything away and tipped our identities upside down and left us swirling and figuring it out up until today. And we're very, very grateful. But it changed us completely on so many fundamental levels that we're still kind of sorting that out. And we've really done some work, especially as we were coming into the 20th year. Just looking at that coming. Just knowing that we had been running so hard for so long that so many things had gotten suppressed and were building up. And we just really needed to deal with some things. Just some real deep things were happening. And so we began that journey on so many different levels. Just lots of really, really long talks, but also getting into therapy and really sorting out like identity, relationship, future, everything you can imagine, everything. Because literally we just began to dissect and to do the surgery and to do the work. And that's what it's called in kind of that world, doing the work. And it is, if it's not, you're not doing the work. So we were doing the work, and that led us kind of back to our origin story, how we got together, what it was that had been the glue for us. That was music and creativity. And we began to revisit our story and our careers back then. And many, many tears. Because every song has a story. And every project. And I was a record producer. And so hundreds and hundreds of projects and artists over a long career. And Jill, as a vocalist, singing on all kinds of projects, but also making her own records and touring the world and doing the whole artist thing of the work of the entertainment business, even in the Christian music world, is just profound. It is a very, very difficult thing to make yourself a consumable product and do all the work of trying to be seen and trying to be heard so that your message can get out. So we just really, really relived a lot and found ourselves really moved by some things and decided, you know what, some of these moments, some of these things are worth telling, and some of these songs stand up, and let's go back into the studio, something that we lived doing, like something that was part of our everyday. I have been a long time since I was producing music. And so we just went back and dusted off those skills, and they come back quick. And was an audio engineer, and so that's, you know, why I knew how to do what I'm doing now. But just going back to that and reimagining, taking some of these songs and starting all over again with them, re-singing them and reworking them, and then coming in here and telling the story. We've been doing that. So we started back in February with I Found Grace, which was the first song we released, and Jill sang that. And that's a song that goes back to the year that we got married, and we shared some of that story of the desperate need. And when you've lost yourself, when you have lost yourself, that is often the place that you find grace. So we shared that story, and that song is available anywhere that you can listen to music, and it has a music video, and you can watch that anywhere the music is. And then, I guess April, we released the second song. It's called When the Bow Breaks. That's a song that goes way back into Jill and my history as well. But it had a twist, because Ezekiel, who's over at Daily Audio Bible Kids, our son Ezekiel, who is now a teenager, not quite a month into it, but he's a good 3 weeks into being a teenager, and that's still staggering, because he was born into this. He was born into this Daily Audio Bible community. So many of you remember. So many of you like have written us and identify like that. I know when I started listening to the Daily Audio Bible, because it was the year Ezekiel was born. And he came into this world, and it was scary, and we had no idea how beautiful this community was going to be, and all that we were going to have to go through in the coming years. So Ezekiel didn't really know his mom and dad as music business people. He sang this song called When the Bow Breaks. And he has gotten to know us as we've done this exploration. He has gotten to know us in that way, in a way that he never did before. But it's the only song he's ever sung, and he has a beautiful voice. His voice is changing. Like, that is the thing. Literally, we captured him at the last moment before his voice really changed. Like, I don't know that he could sing that song in that key now, because he's turning into a man. He has grown so much. He's taller than his mom now. And man, that's crazy. Man, that's weird. Not that we haven't done it before. Like, he's not our only child, but he's our baby. And so to kind of go through these things for the last time is bittersweet. And so having this to commemorate all of that has been beautiful. When the Bow Breaks. So we came on and shared that song, and even Ezekiel came on and we shared that song. I think that was back in April. And then in May, the next song, or maybe that was early June, I came on and Jill and I talked, and I released a song that I sang. A song that goes back before Jill and I. Like, it goes back into our story. It's a very deeply personal song called Love Will Not Care. And living up to those words and living up to that song has definitely been the challenge of life. But it's part of our DNA, part of our history, part of our story. So we came and shared about that. I released it. And so all these songs, When the Bow Breaks, Love Will Not Care, and I Found Grace, they can be listened to anywhere you can stream music, anywhere in the world. And there are music videos to each of those songs that you can watch anywhere that you watch music. And then a couple of weeks ago, Jill and I came on and we began to talk. And it turned into like this two-part conversation, very vulnerable, maybe even more vulnerable than we were planning to be. And there's just so much more to it. And I'm sure that we'll get to some of that as we continue forward into this year and sharing. But there was a song, and we wanted to do something that we had never done before. As much music as we have made together over the years, we'd never sung a duet. And there was a song. It goes back to before we were married, but really the first full year we were together and on top of the world. Streamers on top of the world. But this song is called Blessed Be the Name. And it comes, like, the lyrics of it aren't a kind of a story of Job. They are from the Bible. Like, all of the lyrics are directly taken from the scriptures, from the book of Job. And the book of Job is a wrestling with suffering and pain. And we have been in this world long enough to suffer and have gone through a lot of pain together and individually. And so we knew we were going to need to talk about some of that. And we did. And that song was just kind of releasing. It was just pre-releasing. And you could buy it on iTunes. And so we did share. And we did share vulnerably. And that was a couple weeks ago, I guess on a Friday and a Monday. So if you haven't heard that, you could go back and check that out. I think August 1st, actually the first day of this month. And then the 4th, which was a Monday. I'm looking at the calendar right now. We shared. So go back and listen to that. Today, that song, Blessed Be the Name, our first ever duet, a song straight out of scripture, a song that engages with some of the deepest pain that can be found in the Bible, but also that can be found in human experience. Today, that song releases. And so, anywhere in the world that you can buy or stream music, you can find it. Just look for my name, Brian Harden, or Jill Harden, or Blessed Be the Name. And you'll find that. Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, Pandora, YouTube Music, Amazon Music, anywhere that you can stream music, and anywhere that you do stream music, you will be able to find it. And so, happy to announce that. We're very proud of it. We'll be going into Job this month, and so we wanted to have this talk and bring this song out in time for that. And we will be moving into Job, I think, yeah, in the next week. So we'll be moving into some wisdom literature and a completely new complexion in the scriptures. So in advance of that, Blessed Be the Name is something that we wanted to release as a part of our 20th year anniversary. So I request that you go put that on your playlists, that you share that song, that you put that song in part of your rotation, that you listen to it, that you enjoy it, I guess I'm requesting, and that you let us know. Let us know. It means an awful lot when we get to hear feedback and we get to hear from you. And so check it out. Blessed Be the Name by Brian and Jill Harden. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if being here in this safe place is life-giving and meaningful, thank you humbly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or if you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877 942 4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Shalom, shalom, Dab family. It is Sunday, August 10th, and I'm calling to lift up Lennox. Lennox, I heard your prayer this morning for healing. You have long COVID and you have been out of work for 3 years, and you just touch my heart. And you don't want to lose faith. And we all love you so much. And God loves you so much. And he would just be so brokenhearted if you lost your faith in him and his mighty son, Jesus Christ. So in the mighty name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we just lift you up for God's miraculous supernatural healing. We lift you up and we ask the Lord to give you strength, give you comfort. And Father God, if there is anybody that can help with these long COVID symptoms, Father, we trust and we know that you will send them to Lennox, send them his way, Father God, speedily. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus. Lennox, we love you, and we are here for you, and we are praying for you.
Good morning, children of God. This is Patrick from Seattle, Blessed Peacemaker. And I have a very, very dear friend, the person who is the most Christ-like that I know, who is in need of prayer. Her name is Julie, and she has several tumors. At least one very large, that appears to be cancerous. And she is very at peace with it because she's so centered in God. But I think if you would join me, we could lift her up. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless my friend Julie and all people who are suffering with a looming diagnosis or something frightening on their horizon. And I ask you, God, to just give the peace and understanding, the peace that surpasses all understanding, that only you are capable of. We know that no weapon forged against us will prosper, and that you are a great healer. And we know that you have plans to prosper us and not to harm us, and for us to grow good fruit. And she always has, in your name, been faithful. And I ask God that you continue to heal her and make her a miraculous sign for everybody to look to and see the truth of your word and how you take care of your children so that others can learn from it. God, please bless her and heal her and bring her forth as a beacon of light to other people. And please do the same for all people that are suffering with a similar diagnosis. In the heavenly name of Jesus Christ and covered by his blood, we pray.
Please pray for me. My name is Elizabeth Thompson. I have a lot of ailments. I'm losing my hearing. I have high cholesterol, high blood pressure. I have arthritis. I have no problem walking. But God has been good to me. I pray that I will be totally, completely healed. I pray for my son, Tony, that has dementia. I pray that he will be healed. I pray for my sister, Simone, who has a back curve, and she's in pain all the time. I pray for her complete healing. I pray for my three granddaughters, Naima, Naisha, and Nigera. All three of them is in a homosexual relationship. I pray that they will be delivered from this horrible sin, as all sins are horrible. I pray for my entire family that they will be completely healed and they will turn their lives completely over to the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I know that the Lord hears my prayers, and I believe that he will answer them.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Peaceful in Pennsylvania, and my heart goes out to the woman who didn't identify herself. She just recited realm after realm of so much bad stuff that has happened to her. But I just pray that she gets a huge blessing. Lord, I just ask that you comfort her. Father, I ask that you make yourself real to her. Oh, Lord, you know, when one member of the body hurts, the other members feel it too. I just want to tell you, if you can hear this, you are not alone. You are not too far from God. The Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will comfort you. The Lord is near those who are oppressed. I'm praying that you have a great rest of the year and you have the comfort of God with you and that you can feel it and touch it. In Jesus' name, thank you. Have a great day.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is August 10th, and I called in, I think at the beginning of last week, and just mentioned the struggle that I'm currently having with some depression. And my daughter was admitted to the ER on Friday due to a peanut allergy and her throat closing up, and she is in need of some prayer right now. And she's still having some burning and closing of her throat and just some flu-like symptoms. And I need to be strong and to walk through this with the grace of God, knowing that it is all in his hands. And that he has a plan and a purpose. I am feeling a bit I guess weak would be the correct. But it also says in my weakness he is strong. So family, if you could just lift up my daughter Sophia and just lift me up as well in prayer that I will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Thank you, family. God bless you. Make it a great day.
On August the 10th, I heard you, Lexis. I want to pray for you today. Father, as I listen to Lexis, I sense that he is more defeated this call around than the last time. So my prayer for him, Lord, is that he would do like Jesus. He would do like you have called us all to do, and that's to keep our eyes on eternity, to keep our eyes on the prize. Lord, Lexis needs you. He needs to get his eyes off of his circumstances, and I pray that you would just do that today. Give him new eyes and a fresh vision to see himself in the next 3 years of his life, healthy and whole. Forget about the past. Forget about that and press on to the future and the hope that he has in you and in you alone. God, you're the only one who can deliver him from this mindset. So help him to be strong. Not look with doubt or confusion, but instead, Lord, let him look full into your wonderful face, not looking to the left or the right, but looking and believing and hoping and trusting that you are God Almighty in his life. It's not over with for him, Lord. The devil is just taunting him, and I bind up the devil in the name of Jesus. May he be cursed. May God arise and his enemies be scattered over Lexus. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless y'all. Bye-bye. Taken with love from Louisiana.